Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Good Luck India Limited Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairperson, and Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer from Good Luck India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairperson, Good Luck India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Garg.
Good morning, everybody. I welcome you all for this phone call on behalf of Good Luck India Limited. That year gone by, March 2024, results are in your hand, and it has been an excellent, best-ever year for the company. Efforts put up by the team have yielded good results, and we had a good progress in terms of profitability, profits, and all other parameters, which you must have noticed from the results. It has been a challenging year at the same time. Since 1992, we are in export business, and export had been one of the thrust areas. We are exporting our products to most 85% of our exports are to the developed market of Europe, America, and Australia. And we are trying to increase, improve utilization of the plant capacity. Without any addition, we have been able to get an increase in top line of 15%-20% by better utilization of our assets. And with the increasing output, our requirement of working capital was huge, which we made up by having a QIP of 200 crore successfully completed. And fortunately for us, and I'm pleased to inform you that some other big name investors like Bank of America and Morgan Stanley have participated in our QIP. There is a challenge in the demand, but because of our consistency, quality commitment, and our performance with the customer, in the demand slowdown time also, we have been able to maintain our momentum. We have doing CapEx, and we are putting up a state-of-the-art plant for producing hydraulic tube, which is one of the first plants in India in the range in which we are putting up. The plant will be commissioned by July 2025. July 2024. And this also will be mainly concentrating on export. We have already signed an agreement, marketing agreement, for Europe, Canada, and Mexico with one of the reputed companies. And this plant is going to will be a game changer for the company, which we expect. The other products of the company, as you are aware, the government emphasis on electric vehicles and buses running on the road. The government of India has announced its intention to replace everything by electric vehicles. And we are into the bus body sectors with companies like Ashoka, Tata Marco Polo, and
many others.
SML, etc. There is a very good scope of improving. It will be basically adding to our value-added product segment. Not only this, we have entered into solar production. Solar hardware equipment we are supplying to almost all parties in India, and we are specialized in making the transmission tube. There, we expect a good increase in the turnover and expect our growth. Net growth will be coming from the sector of solar, bus body, and precision fuel. And we expect our growth momentum in time to come will continue and our dream, what we have envisaged for next 3 years, we will be fulfilling that dream without fail. With this, I conclude my brief performance of the company and I hand over to Mr. Ram Agarwal to take on the to brief you about the company.
Thank you, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank you, everyone, for taking out time for attending today's conference call. And I would like to start with a snap view of our numbers. You all have the numbers with you. But a quick review of the numbers I'm taking. In this quarter, we have clocked a turnover of 908 crores against the last year quarter turnover 766 crores. And in the whole year, we have clocked 3535 crores against 3085 last year. So there is an increase of 14.55%. If we talk of the sales volume, earlier year we had done 316,718,000 tons. This year we have done 383,795 tons. So, and the special thing to mention is, in our regular sector, there is an increase of only 6%, whereas in our value-added sector, there is an increase of 39% year over year. And if we talk of the profitability of the standalone company, so in the quarter, we had done 47.76 crore this year, whereas last year in the fourth quarter, it was 36.4 crore PBT. And for the full year, last year it was 120 crores, whereas this year it is 179 crores. So it's a growth of 49.77% in terms of PBT. If we see in terms of EBITDA, last year it was 60.32 in the quarter four. This year it is 72.72 crores. Whereas in the whole of the year, it was 218 crores last year and 292 crores this year. So it's showing an increase of 34.2%. And in terms of PAT, this quarter we have clocked 35.5 crores, whereas last quarter, whereas last year the same quarter it was 27.92 crores. In whole of the year, standalone profit is 130.50 crore, whereas last year it was 86.90. So it's showing an increase of 50.22% increase. The project which we have taken, which is going on and which is likely to be commissioned by June or July 24, there we have done a capex of almost 141 crores. So with this quick view, I come to the point. As pointed by Mr. Garg, India is at the cusp of tremendous growth and well poised towards becoming third largest economy, as everybody in this election season, everybody is hearing that our GDP should be 5 trillion. Government focus on Gati Shakti, Jal Jeevan Mission, infrastructure spending 11.1 lakh crore, which is again being increased because tax revenue, tax collection has been good. So it is being increased by 10%. 2 crore houses for middle class, 1 crore houses rooftop solar, 2.6 lakh crore for railways, making 4 corridor roads by NHAI at top speed. Defense outlay is being increased. A defense outlay for export is also being increased. Nothing is left where development scope is not there. So your company is well poised to ride on the wave of development as we are in auto, defense and infrastructure. In last 2 years, your company has expanded its infra by making first bullet train projects under a joint workshop of L&T, IJI Japan and Good Luck at Bhuj. Having the first moving advantage, we have almost completed 10,000 tons, almost 40% of the project fabrication. Further, which will take charge after 4th of June, 3 new bullet trains, 100 railway station remodeling, Amrit Bharat scheme. I mean a lot is coming for growth of country and in turn, fueling the growth of your company. In the auto sector, as Mr. Garg has told, we are entering construction industry machines such as Hydra. Those are while making hydraulic tubes of 15 mm thickness, virtually replacing seamless tubes. We will be one of the few plants in the world. In forging sector, we have incorporated a subsidy, Kudluck Defense and Aerospace Limited. There we will make those parts for artillery and aerospace sector. We have consistently assessed and enhanced our production facility, conducting R&D for new projects with the same asset base, which is our USP. Mechanizing and digitalizing our manufacturing operation collectively is our aim. In all verticals, with the new software we have installed, market analysis has taken a central stage in helping and tapping new markets, because market analysis is the spinal cord of the company right now. We are upgrading our tube mills for new shapes, sizes to meet international standards, international demand. Our employees, our biggest asset, as earlier also I have said, they are our biggest asset, and company initiating steps to help them grow and become our partner in company growth. Sustainability is our aim. As we had told in the last console as well, company is continuously investing in measures which will offset millions of kg of CO2 emission during the project lifetime, because sustainability is the main issue there. In a strategic development, company has made significant roads in road safety sector by adopting European design and subsequently reducing cost of crash barriers. Company is planning to introduce design in India as well as overseas in association with our overseas partners. Qatar Stadium, as the earlier control I had told, it is one of the examples of our joint efforts. With all the above initiatives, we feel much more is yet to be done. It's a continuous evolution process to enable us to remain ahead of our competitors. Energy is the keyword today. Of all the advancement going on throughout the globe, your company is working vigorously on renewable energy, as Mr. Garg has already told. I believe that at least half of the renewable energy will be transported with hydrogen instead of electric grid in the times to come. I think it is a 5 years time when this transition will take place. We are working vigorously on solar energy, green hydrogen, solar energy. There are many options companies looking into, because technology is upgrading with every passing day. I want to assure all the investors, all the stakeholders in the company, that your company is abreast with all the developments going on across the globe and adopting the same to benefit your company. At the end, I would like to emphasize our aim investing in equilibrium equipment to enhance our productivity with financial prudence. Going forward, rising demand for steel and infra, favored government policies, and conducive business environments are expected to result into an even brighter future for our engineering precision products. Thank you. Now we are open for the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Pavesh Chauhan with Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question is on our growth perspective. I think we have given a guidance of nearly, if I'm not wrong, nearly 10% volume growth for the next 2 to 3 years. I believe the way...
Your sound is not clear. Your sound is not audible.
Hello. Am I audible now?
No. Yes. Please.
Yeah. Sir, in terms of volume growth, because other companies are giving guidance of something like 15 to 20%. Can we also do that kind of a growth?
The growth will continue. We are not going a fly in the air. 15 to 20% growth is our moderate target year after year, which we have been doing for last 3 years, and we will continue to do so in next 3 years. The roadmap is clear. Does it answer your question, sir?
We have lost the line of the participant. I will promote the next in line. That is Arjun Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning, team, and thank you for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers. So, taking forward that question that earlier the gentleman was asking, sir, I just want to know that isn't our company a bit conservative in providing the guidance that we are providing based on year-on-year growth?
We are not conservative, but we are realists. We keep our feet firmly on the ground in the walk. We are aiming 15 to 20% growth, which we have been doing in the last 3 years, if you see my figures. And we continue, we will achieve the same targets. We have a dream to become a billion-dollar company in the next 3 to 4 years, and we will be a billion-dollar company. The roadmap is ready, plans are ready, but we will be put in place, executed one after the other.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for this answer, sir. Moving forward with the next question. Sir, I just want to know if you can provide a bit of overview on the timeline, means in a quarterly terms, if possible, what is the progress on Good Luck Defense and Aerospace? Means, sir, the plant which we are setting up, what is the timeline that we will follow, if it is possible to give a breakup in quarterly terms or half-yearly terms?
I will tell you the progress is more than our expectations. The plant is under erection. Building work has started. Originally, we had planned to commission the plant by last quarter of 26. But we are expecting to commission the plant by March, April 25. Earlier, we had planned to commission it in 26. But the progress is good. The inquiries are good. We hope that plant will be commissioned by March or April 25.
Okay. So, sir, it will start contributing, gradually it will increase. That is understandable. But it will start contributing a bit from second quarter of FY26,
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Sir, if it is possible to give a from your end, sir, I just want to understand that what exactly with the current setup that we are having in our company, what we are doing right now in terms of defense and aerospace, and how we are willing to upscale with this upcoming plant that we have mentioned. Means just brief overview that what is currently we are doing and how we want to upscale in terms of economies and in terms of the order book or in terms of the future prospects.
Right now, what we are doing, we are working with DRDO many projects like your HAL, like your BrahMos missile. So we are working, we are making a small forging part for those projects, and that is being worked in the current setup. The new setup which is being put up, it is for a particular product, which will be an ammunition part, and we will let you know as the progress goes on. We will let you know the exact position of that particular product, what we will be making in that plant. The current working in Good Luck Engineering or this forging division, what we are doing right now, we are doing only 2%. Suppose we are doing 500 crores, so it is hardly 2 to 3%. But in coming 2-3 years, we are aiming to take it to next 7 to 8% in coming 2-3 years in the same products like in aerospace and the defense. But in Good Luck Defense, it's a dedicated project for ammunition and for the shells of ammunition, and that will be commissioned, as we have told, in the first quarter of next financial year.
Okay. So just to be clear from my understanding in this part, so the guidance that you have provided means the yearly guidance for the total revenue. The revenue from aerospace and defense is excluded of that guidance, no, sir? Or is it including of that aerospace and defense revenue?
It is included. Everything is, except the new plan, everything is included in our 15 to 20% guidance what we have given.
Thank you. Mr. Agarwal, we request you to please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Pradeep Rawat with Yogi Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding our capacity. So what is currently our capacity and what it will be after the expansion?
At present, our capacity is 412,000 tons. But after commissioning of this Region 2 plant, our capacity will be 480,000 tons, which will be commissioned within this year by March 25, what I am saying.
Okay, so we are incurring 141 crore for that new capex.
Yeah.
And we are expecting revenue from that capex, almost like at peak utilization. What would be the revenue?
This year capacity utilization will be lesser because it will be commissioned in the almost start of the second quarter. So this year it will be 50% capacity utilization. And in the coming years, then it will go to 50 to 70, 70 to 80%.
Okay, so what would be the revenue potential?
Revenue potential for the new expansion is almost 500 to 600 crores.
So additional 300 crore of revenue would come from the new capex, right?
Yeah, this year.
Yeah. And my second question is regarding our margins. So what is the margin differential between value-added products and normal products? And can you please also give the segregation between value-added and normal products, revenue segregation?
Sir, I can tell you, theoretically, any product offering 10% EBITDA or more is considered as value-added. Anything below nearly 5% is considered low value-added product. But what product we are going to add into our profile, they will give much more EBITDA to us.
It will be 12 to 13% EBITDA, the product which we are going to add.
Yeah, so the product that we are adding from new capex and that defense and aviation capex, right?
No, defense and aerospace we have not included. What we are talking, we are talking about the CDW tubes, which the project is being commissioned in July 24.
That is
of that project only.
That is only for this financial year. That aerospace and defense project will be included in the next financial year.
Okay, and my last question is regarding margin also. So what kind of sustainable margins are we seeing? Like, what kind of targets do we have for margins?
For which product?
Look, overall margin situation improved for India in steel processing. Reason is steel capacity is rising. There is an abundant supply of steel. International price are lower. Processing capacity is restricted. So our margins will be definitely better in the current year than the previous year. And what product we are making in value-added like precision tubes, they have become basically proprietary products. Those who buy from us have to buy from us because we are a tube supplier for them. So we don't face any threat on our margins.
So in situation of rising input prices, do we see any kind of threat on margins? Like, do we easily pass on those price rises, or do we have a lag between the pass-ons?
As a rule, all cost increases are passed on to the consumers. But sometimes with a time lag. However, I don't see any possibility in the current year price rising immediately in international market or domestic market.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Praveen Desai, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're not audible.
Yeah.
Sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to ask that you have told that our defense and aerospace project is starting ahead of schedule. So what will be the revenue at the full capacity of that plant? And one more thing, that you have told enough thing for solar, but how about the hydrogen? What are you proposing to go for a hydrogen production, or how are you going to go ahead with hydrogen? Just please explain.
These all are the future products. Company is definitely in the renewable energy. In the renewable energy, we are just supplying solar hardware. And for energy, whether it is a solar energy, it is a part of the hydrogen what you are talking. But this project has to take shape. Everything is on the drawing board, but definitely we are thinking in that direction, and we will let you know at the right point of time.
Yeah, but sir, what would be the revenue of that defense and aeroplane in future when we run at full capacity? Can you just elaborate?
It should be almost 300 to 350 crores when at the moment.
From aeroplane and defense?
Yeah, only aeroplane and defense.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Sriram R, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So my question is, pre-COVID, if I see your operating margins, it is at 8%. Currently, we finished the year at 8%. Now, from what I understand, like 50% of our revenue comes from, you know, general products like CR coils and other products, and value addition is currently 50%. So I'm just trying to understand, you know, with 50% of value-added products, the margins have not changed. They are still at 8%. So can you just explain, like, what is the gross margin for each of those, you know, four segments?
I can tell you. 3 years back, our EBITDA was 5,800 rupees per ton. Today, our EBITDA margin is almost 8,200 rupees per ton.
How much is it? 8,400.
8,200 rupees per ton.
Okay.
In terms of percentage, if you see, you may not find a difference because the volumes are increasing. Percentage goes down of EBITDA. But in terms of absolute term, what EBITDA we are getting per ton is very important than looking at the percentage term. And it is continue to improve with the product mix and the market mix, which we are changing every day, as I should say. Every month, every quarter, every year.
Okay, so can you give the, you know, EBITDA per ton for each of the segments, if possible? Four segments you have.
At present, we don't have, but you can put a question to my secretary and I will reply you details.
Sure, sir, will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan with Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Sir, again, a question on margin. Now that we are doing EBITDA per ton of nearly 8,000, now going forward, we have defense products that will come in. How long will it take before we start touching that 10,000 mark?
That's a very interesting question. Very, very interesting question. Predict it. How I wanted to achieve it today.
But my point is, sir, in 2-3 years, should we be near around 10,000?
Maybe early. Margins are a function of the market forces. The disruption taking place. As a management, I should give the guidance. Definitely, we are aiming towards that 10,000 to be taken. But can I give you a fixed timeline? Sorry, I will not be able to give. Our aim is to achieve that.
Okay, sir. And, sir, in terms of defense, sir,
if you can throw more light on where are we and how much are we actually have we started selling and how it is progressing in terms of volumes, let's say in FY25, how it will be, how you foresee that?
I will explain you. There is a good demand as on date. So many people are interested in buying from us. We have developed the proto products, prototype we have done in the old plant. And that is proto likely to come within this week. And we will start supplying to them. However, the commercial production will start on the new plant by March, April 25.
Okay, okay, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vignesh with C-Mobile. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just want to understand the rationale behind the new plant which we are putting up, which is the hydraulic tube plant.
Your voice is not audible. Can you try
my hand? Is it better now, sir?
Yes, better.
Just want to understand the rationale behind the new plant which is going to commission now, the hydraulic tube plant.
The rationale is the demand. The inquiries we get is the only rationale. It is a high product margin. The construction is going around the world. The demand, there is a shortage of hydraulic tube throughout the world, not in India only. Everybody wants it from us. And everybody has booked advance order with us while the plant has not been commissioned. That justifies management assumption of no problem with sale.
Okay, okay, sir. And may I know, like, which sectors are we supplying these products, sir? Just to understand the demand side.
Mostly construction industry, construction equipment industry.
Okay, okay, sir. Fine, sir. And other question is, generally, how is the capacity utilization, sir, in other segments?
Can you repeat, please?
How is the capacity utilization in our plant? Is it running at full capacity or we need to go for the new CapEx kind of things for expansion?
Then we are running at almost 87% efficiency, 87% capacity utilization. And we aim to achieve 105% utilization from the existing plant. And whatever CapEx we are doing, the further addition will go on that.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Amit Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congrats for good some numbers, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question is, receivables have increased by 204 crores versus 11 crores in previous financial year, and this is leading to negative cash flow from operations. So what are the reasons for this, and what actions we have taken to manage our receivables?
I could not understand. Can you repeat the question?
Sure, sir. So in cash flow statement, I can see our receivables have increased by 204 crores, which is leading to negative cash flow from operations. So just wanted to know your perspective, what are the reasons for this, and what actions we are going to take to manage our receivables so that, you know, we can deliver positive cash flow from operations.
I understand what, while I see my cash flow, I don't see any such issue, but you please give it in writing. We will ask our accounts, our CFO, to give you a reply on the same, because on macro basis, I don't see any such issue what you are telling. So you please give it in writing and we will reply you. Our accounts will reply you.
So, email ID, I think, if you could provide email ID.
Yes, we will just give. Rashmi will give you the ID.
Okay, and my next question is, what are our inventory, receivable and payable days and working capital cycle days?
Yeah. So our days are, just a moment, our inventory days are 74 days, and our debtor days are 36 days.
And payable day?
payables, normally our 80% of raw material comes on advance. So payable is not an issue with our total total creditors.
So roughly we can say working capital cycle is 40 to 50 days or more than that?
Working capital as right now our total working capital is 513 crores, short term working capital, and long term is almost 103 crores.
No, but sir, working capital days, working capital cycle days, like 40 days, 50 days.
Working, normally it is 40, 42 days.
And the last question is, sir, what products will you producing in aerospace and defense, and whether it will be sold to private company or government, just to give a, get a perspective on this.
Truly speaking, right now it can be sold to private, it can be sold to the government, but at that time when it comes, it will depend who is on the purchase mode. We are ready for both, and both are purchasing. We have inquiries from both the sectors, but let it come, then we will let you know.
Okay, thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Pradeep Rawat with Yogi Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity again. So I have a question regarding the solar tube. So what I am... what my understanding is that we are converting our GI pipe facility into producing solar tracker tubes. What kind of demand do we see in this segment?
The demand is tremendous, not in India only, but overseas also. Solar is expanding everywhere, and we are supplying the hardware, steel products. Steel mounting structure, we are exporting it also, and we are supplying to all Indian developers. And I see a huge demand potential, at least for next 5-10 years. I don't see any problem in the demand.
Yes, sir. So what could be the demand per megawatt of capacity for our products in ton basis?
The demand basically in the this transmission tubes, earlier when it was started, it was 50 tons per megawatt. But now it has reduced to almost 14 to 17 tons per megawatt.
Okay. Okay. So my next question was regarding our capacity. So right now we have a capacity, like we would be having a capacity of 480,000 ton for this year. And with a growth rate of 20% kind of volume growth, we would be reaching at 460,000 of tonnage for FY25. So do you have any capex plan on drawing board to like further get 20% growth over the next year period in FY26?
Yes, there are definite plans ready. We will definitely come back to you with the information, but once a plant is commissioned, the next will be put on the plant.
Okay, so we will be expanding on a brownfield places, right? Or don't we have any like land to do brownfield expansions?
Our policy is to go for the brownfield project only. Acquisitions are not our order.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Arjun Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just want to ask, do we require any licenses or any particular approvals for this defense and aerospace unit?
Yes, some licenses are required. For which we will apply on the appropriate time.
Okay. And sir, just for my understanding, these both the auto tubes capex and the hydraulic tube capex, which you have mentioned, so they will come online in first quarter of this financial year.
It is almost by the second quarter, July 24.
Okay, second quarter.
This auto tube expansion will be online from July 24.
Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, what kind of debt we are comfortable with this in moving forward with our future trajectory?
Right now, our total debt, long term or short term, it is almost 610, 611, and I don't see any further major increase in debt because we are controlling our stocks and debtors very diligently, and I hope no major increase in this.
Okay, sir. So, sir, further equity dilution, are there any, is there any on the table further equity dilution, or will it be with the current debt we are comfortable with?
Right now, there is nothing on the plate. We will take call when it comes.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I'll join back the queue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Ashish Ajit Kolecha with Growth Sphere Venture LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Super questions. Wanted to ask you, considering the things which you have highlighted with respect to the hydraulic tubes commissioning and the defense thing, do we basically are saying that whatever the revenue guidance which you had given for FY25 and FY26 for INR 4000 and 4500 crore, so that looks that we would be basically easily crossing that guidance. Any views on that?
We will be crossing whatever guidance we have given. A 15% to 20% guidance year on year basis we have given, and that I don't think any problem, any issue right now. In the future it may be, because the geopolitical conditions, there may be any change, there may be any variations. But right now it seems we are on the right track, and we will be achieving our 15% to 20% growth.
I can tell you, sir, we are conservative so far as the guidance.
Yeah, sir, I understand that. Because currently our margins are around 8%, and even if we consider for next 2 years, we should see EBITDA margins in range of at least 10 to 11%. Am I in sync with you, or my numbers are different?
You are free to consider any figure. But as I told
you,
I think you have to give me a space.
Okay. Sir, the point is, with respect to the 200 crore which we had raised through QIP, have we used the money completely, or some capex remains with respect to, because we were planning to use it for working capital requirements, or are we also going to use them to reduce our debt?
It is the QIP we have taken to reduce our working capital debt, and it is in process. We are using it as and when required.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Pradeep Rawat with Yogi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So my question is regarding competitors. So who are our competitors, and what is our edge over them?
Competitors in every sector, because we are running in 4 sectors. So competitors are entirely different in every sector. But definitely, we are trying, we have every movement, we try to take an edge over our competitors by remodeling our products, by remodeling our markets. But a specific competitor is not there for which we can speak.
Yeah, understood. So my purpose for this asking this question was to understand the supply scenario of our products. So what kind of supply scenario our products are foreseeing? And do we see any kind of glut in the future if there is a slowdown in growth?
I can assure you our entry barriers to most of the product profile are very, very time consuming. It will be difficult for a new production entity to enter into our trade. It takes several years to get the approval. So I don't anticipate any threat, any competition, any effective competitor to us in our product. We have established ourselves as a reliable supplier, quality supplier, so people will find difficult to compete with us.
Yeah, understood. So I'm assuming that these time, approvals take time, several years. So it would be primarily on the value-added section only, not in non-value-added, right?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so are 50% of the portfolio is protected with respect to that entry barrier?
Yeah, you can say like that.
Okay, and the other question is regarding the export and domestic mix. So what are the growth rate for the current year for exports and as well as for domestic?
Look, we want to grow export by at the rate of 20%. But geopolitical situation, as we are facing problem of the freight from November onwards, international demand is low, lower. Demand is muted. So that kind of challenges we face, but with our market penetration, customer loyalty, we expect keep on growing. In export market, we don't anticipate much of a problem.
Yeah. So for FY24, what was the growth rate for exports?
Growth rate in terms of volume,
we have done 25% this year. And the next year, we try to take it to 25-30%, but geopolitical conditions will prevail. And in the coming quarters, it will be clear. But we are aiming for growth in the export also.
Yeah, good. So it's like kind of very high growth rate for any developed nation. If I'm assuming that your primary export target was European Union and U.S. So why we are seeing so much of growth in these regions despite of having their economies being developed that has a normal growth rate of 4-5%? So what's driving this high growth rates?
Because China plus one policy, it is fueling the growth worldwide for India. World may have a muted demand. It may be 3-4%, 5% increase. But earlier China was everywhere. But now China plus one policy, it is giving a fuel for India, Vietnam, countries like us. And I hope, as today in the newspaper, government has given from $420 billion export, government is emphasizing a growth of $835 billion by 2030. So we are a part of that growth cycle. So when the India will grow, we will definitely grow because we are keeping pace with that growth.
So with the engagement with your customers, so are you seeing any type of like, are we cost competitive against China or is it only China plus one strategy that is driving demand?
We are competitive, that is why customer buying from us. Besides cost, people need a reliable supplier, people need assured quality, people need timely delivery, and we are a brand for that. We are accepted for that. That gives me confidence, and when Indian exports were declining, now we are growing. We have not grown last year in the export that much because so many geopolitical tensions, but we will continue to grow.
And in exports, do you see any kind of geography that is like outshining other geographies with respect to growth rates?
I don't understand what you want to ask.
Like in exports, we are doing 25% of growth rate. So are we seeing any geography like US or Brazil or something, some other geography that is growing faster than this like 40% growth rate kind of?
I don't expect anything, but what market we are dealing with, as I told you, we are 85% of our exports are to the developed market of Australia, Europe and USA. And the products which we are making are mostly for auto and general engineering purposes. There I don't see any drop in demand. Despite our muted demand in the economy, these have become essential products. And I don't see any drop in demand. And we will continue to grow there.
So new geographies are not required right now. And we are always reshuffling our markets. when the demand comes, because our people are everywhere, we are supplying to almost 100 countries. And if any demand comes from there, our team is there to augment their supply.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Arjun Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just want to know about the margins in this bullet train project, that the bridges that we supplied, regarding compared to the DSTC bridges that we earlier supplied.
Yes, there is definitely a quantum jump of almost in terms of if you compare DFCC with bullet train, because the technology is altogether different for both the bridges. This is a Japanese technology by which this bridge is being made, and so profits are definitely, margins are definitely better than the earlier projects. I cannot quantify that, but it is a good one.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, the quantum of the order means in terms of the cost of the order that we have done, and the being the DFCC that that the government is envisaging, the further the corridors that the government is planning. So, what kind of quantum of order can we envisage? Means just a ballpark figure, if it is possible.
It will be in terms of anywhere. It will be, if you talk of a bullet train, it will be 70,000 tons steel required. So, I don't know whether government will move for 3 bullet trains, 2 dedicated corridors. So it will be, it should be in terms of lakhs of tons, but it is a question how much we get, how much is allocated to some others. So it's a question which future can only answer.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. And sir, can you give a split of a order book or revenue in terms of the forging and auto tube business in last year and what we are envisaging for this current year?
Basically, for the in terms of infrastructure, we have an order book of almost 9 to 10 months. And in terms of forging, it is always 3 to 4 months. And in this auto tubes, there is a weekly program we get. So there is a visibility for a year even. But if you talk in terms of the order books, no, it cannot be defined that for this month, it comes on monthly basis. But we have a visibility.
Okay, sir, it's noted, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your answers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer of Good Luck India Limited, for closing comments.
Thank you. I thank everybody to participate in Good Luck India con call. I once again assure every investor, every stakeholder that your company is on the track of continuous development and adding worth to your company. Thanks again.
Thank you. For any further queries, email to investor@goodluckindia.com. On behalf of Good Luck India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.